This podcast is sponsored by Mavericks Western Wear, your one-stop shop for all your rodeo and saddlery needs. Mavericks.net.au.
Welcome back to 98.9 FM for the best country.
Oh, big now, show. We've still got a big show.
We have a huge show. We're heading into our second exclusive. So this is another song that you get to hear for the first time
We're lucky here on 98.9, aren't we?
We are, and I'm super excited for this one. We just had Kevin Sullivan, and he had such an awesome song as well. So thank you to him for giving us the honour of premiering it for you.
What a gentleman he is.
And now we have another lovely singer-songwriter. She is over in Nashville at the moment. It's 12:30 over there.
Oh, she's
very perky for this time of night.
Katrina Burgoyne, how are you?
Hey, guys. How are you?
We are amazing. We're sorry to keep you up. We really appreciate you coming on and chatting to us about everything in life and your music as well. Firstly, how are you going over there?
I'm doing good. You know, this year has kind of thrown everyone a curveball, but I think, you know, I've kind of taken it and ran with it. I put my head down and my bum up, and throughout lockdown, I've decided to make a record.
What better should do?
Yeah, I think just keeping busy and being distracted and, you know, yeah, that's what I've been doing over here on the other side of the world.
Well, it's
missing home like crazy too. I didn't add that in.
I'm going to say right now here in Australia, the weather is it's amazing. You're not missing much. I shouldn't rub it in too much.
Sure.
The weather here is amazing. And I did notice, I creeped your Instagram a little bit, and I seen that you...
Because he's weird like that.
Yeah, I seen that you... Have you got a dog?
Oh, yeah, I have. Okay, we say that he is a wolf-bear hybrid.
Oh, my God.
He is a long-haired German shepherd. And, you know, I never had big dogs in my life. We always used to have little dogs. But my friend, when we started dating, he had Eli. And it's like, Eli was 8 months when I met him.
Oh.
And I remember knocking on his house one day going, anyone home? And I just kind of helped myself into the house. Then there's this monster dog that comes out barking at me, and then he licks me to death. And so I go, I got the puppy, but I didn't get the tiny puppy. I got the monster.
Well, you know what? I think this, right? I've got a golden retriever and an Alaskan Malamute. I feel like once you have a big dog, it's hard to go back. I mean, I love little dogs. For all you little dogs, you know, owners out there, we're not bagging them. We love them as well. But, man, when I look at Eli in these pictures, I feel like we could be friends, honestly. Me and Eli will get along.
I think he would love you. You know, he is just the most lovable, sweetest. I just think I didn't realize I was a dog person until Eli. And now my friend bought me a hat. It's on my Instagram as well, where it just says dog mom, like M-O-M. And so I say, I'm not, you know, like that TV show, like, I'm a cool mom. It's like, I'm a dog mom.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
It is. And once you become a dog mom, it's hard to go back. I'm Katrina, I'm telling you, I'm a dog dad, and it's, you know, I'm never looking back. I tell you that much. I'm never, ever looking back. Hey, let's talk a little bit about your music and where it all started for you. Obviously, you're from Australia. You're from New South Wales, regional New South Wales. So how did music start for you?
Well, you know, I grew up in Gunnedah, which is like 45 minutes from Tamworth.
What a place.
So I started playing songs. Yeah, I started playing songs and singing at the Songwriters Nights at Tamworth when I was like, you know, I was 11 when I started writing songs.
Wow.
But to get up at the pub at Tamworth, I was about 12 or 13. So I started there, but you know what? I'm going to actually throw Brisbane a little bit of credit here, because I actually moved up to Brizzy when I was about 18, and a long, long time ago, I used to live with Michael Moko. You know, I'm sure you know the Moko's there.
Yes, we had them over the other day.
Yes, I love them dearly. So I say that I did my apprenticeship at the Carindale Hotel before it was all fancy.
What a place to do your apprenticeship.
I used to do gigs around there. And so I used to do gigs every weekend, and so that kind of Brizzy kind of set me on my way, and 98.9, you know, I released a song many years ago that 98.9 supported. They were my first radio station to ever play me on high rotation. So I was super pumped about that. So it's so cool to be here. But so I went from there and, you know, moved down to the Central Coast. And it's been like a long, long journey. But it was back in 2011 where I was fortunate enough to release my debut record. And I was super lucky to be nominated for 2 Golden Guitar Awards.
Wow.
And I remember thinking, man, I would love to move to Nashville. There was just something about Nashville calling me. And I made the dream 2011, and it wasn't until 2015 when I finally was brave enough to get on the plane to come visit for 3 months by myself, and 2017 when I moved out here. So it's been one hell of a journey, but an exciting one at it, you know, and music nonstop throughout that whole time. So I've got thousands of songs.
Well, people may not only know you from hearing your wonderful music. I read something that told me that you appeared in The Bachelor in 2014.
Well, she might be trying to forget about that, Tari. I don't know.
you know what? And it's kind of like a fun little party trick or a fun fact that I'll throw out sometimes. You know, I went through this stage where I was single for about, probably for around about 6 years. But when I first sort of became single in my adult life, I would go to bars and be like hit on by sleazy men. And I remember one night having a little bit too much to drink, and I went home and I'm like, I'm going to show these boys. And on Facebook, the advertisement popped up for apply for The Bachelor. So I did it after a few drinks, and I woke up the next morning with an email saying, hey, you've been, please come to the next level of audition.
Oh, wow.
So and I was like, what, for what?
What,
and then
mistake.
I remembered that I did this. Yeah, when I was drunk, I don't remember it. Anyway, so I went on the show. It was the year of Blake Garvey, the Australia's most hated bachelor. And Sam Frost. Yeah, and it was an experience for sure. I found myself, I learned that I'm a bit of an introvert on the show, and I, like, big groups of people kind of terrify me a little bit, which is so weird because I sing to group.
I was going to say, you're a singer-songwriter, you're an artist. Did it sort of help you, though, in a little way, you know, getting on that show and building confidence to, I suppose, you know, be in the limelight and, you know, if there's cameras around, I'm sure you're good at it now.
Well, you know, the thing is that, well, in regards to being around people, I'm more of a one-on-one person, and
okay.
I learned that. Like, so Sam Frost was a pretty dear friend of mine on the show, but we would just kind of like go to the garden and we'd be one-on-one. So we become very close. And then, but this one-on-one stuff, I'm not, when it gets big groups, I found myself removing myself from the girls and picking up my guitar and sitting in the courtyard of this mansion when we weren't filming and writing songs. And it was in that time on The Bachelor where I'm like, if I come off this show, when I come off this show, I'm going to firstly work on myself. I had gone through depression and I was getting like mentally strong.
Yep.
So like, I'm going to work on that and then I'm going to go to Nashville. So it was like, I don't know. I felt like it was all a part of the journey. I had to go on that to, you know, realize that songwriting is, you know, no TV, no phone, no internet, nothing to distract you. I grabbed my guitar and just wrote, like, I wrote so many songs in that house, and I'm like, I need to do this. I need to go to Nashville.
And well, look, and honestly, you said that. And look where you are now. I mean, I think it's a breath of fresh air to be able to hear people's stories and, you know, manifest them so long ago and talk about what you're going to do. And look at you now, Katrina. I mean, you're obviously over there now and you are living your dream, you know, from everyone here at 98.9. I mean,
yeah.
to be able to, you know, say that we played your music, you know, it is a breath of fresh air, and it's so cool that to know that you've gone so far and you know, reach for your dream, and you've got there.
Thanks, mate. Well, you know what, like, it's, you know, you land in Nashville and it's really great, you know, but there's still a long way to go.
Yeah.
It's like, imagine this, like, I've been living here for 3.5 years now, but it's like, I've actually, day one began when I got off the plane in Nashville. So it's like really I erased all the years of working and singing out. I've been writing songs for 20 years this year. And
wow.
Erase all that and let's start 3.5 years ago. Because you walk into meetings and they go, how long is Nashville for? And I used to say, oh, a year. And they're like, so you're still new here? And I'm like, yeah, but I've been writing songs for a really long time. So it is, it's one of those things. But, you know, I am very blessed. It hasn't come without its hardship. I moved out here, honestly, with 3 suitcases, a guitar, and $15,000.
That's so cool, though.
And I honestly, I've been really broke. I've lived off crockpot meals that cost me $5 for like a few nights worth of food.
I think most musicians have.
Yeah, I've been extremely broke, and it's been one of those adventures that I look back now, and I remember the only thing that will push me through getting through the tough times. I was chronically ill as well. I've had everything that could possibly happen, and I'm going to touch wood and hope that that's the end of anything that could possibly happen.
A lot of hard work, obviously, but we've just learned not to sign up for The Bachelor, and we've had too, too many lemonades.
And love and love dogs, get big dogs. That's what we've. That's really what we've come to the conclusion. And
but you've done heaps. Like, obviously, it's been a lot of hard work for you because you've written songs for a lot of names. Like, I'm looking at the list now, and I know literally...
It's a big journey for you. Like, yeah.
I know all of them. You've gotten... that you've had a song that's gotten over 800,000 streams on Spotify. You were the number one most Shazam song in Ireland. You've played at so many festivals. You've toured with so many people. You've performed with Randy Travis. Like, that just doesn't get given to you.
I didn't perform. I performed in front of
him. In front of him.
Even that, though, like, that is very, like, Randy Travis doesn't just go up to anyone and be like, Jarrell, perform for me.
Well,
like,
yeah, that's pretty cool that you've got that opportunity to, just to perform.
Can I tell you the story behind Randy Travis' story? So basically I played this little bar in Nashville. It's a little hideaway bar in Midtown, and I played just the tips every night. One day Randy Travis walks in, and he walked in with one of my friends. One of my friends does marketing and publicity for him. And I kind of like, my friend Zach took a photo of Randy watching sing and sent it to me. And then I went up and said hey to my friend and introduced myself to Randy and his wife. And then 2 weeks later, they came in again.
Wow.
And then his wife invited me to come join them for a drink.
Yeah.
And so that night, the whole time, all I really wanted to do was like, hey, Randy, can I have a photo with you? But I didn't want to ruin that moment. I didn't want to be a fan. I just wanted to make a memory. And so anyway, we all drank bottles of red wine. And
we
closed the bar down that night. And Randy, you know, he's had a stroke now, so he can't really talk very well. But he can kind of mumble sing. And my grandfather and I used to always sing, Hey Good Looking, Hank Williams.
Oh.
And Randy and I were just like a little bit tipsy, pretty tipsy, and just singing Hank Williams the whole night until we got kicked out of the bar. We had a great night, but it's one of those memories that, like, I hope I see him again. I hope I see him again, you know, before he passes away or before, you know, but he was amazing. Beautiful,
that,
beautiful people. Him
that is a really, really cool story, Katrina. And, like, you know, those times you can't get back, you're right. And you know what? You did the right thing. You did the right thing, I reckon, in not getting a picture because you lived in the moment, and sometimes that's all you need to do, because look at the story you get to say now. I mean, do you reckon the story would have been good if you stopped him and went, hey, can I get a selfie with you? I don't think it would be a good story. I think the story you've just told makes it so much better that you just had such a great time with Randy, you know, Travis and his wife. That makes the story so much better, and the privilege to have been able to play in front of him is outstanding.
And for them to have wanted to
come back
and see you, like, obviously you made impression, and
It's only
you're
up
such a hard work.
It's only onwards and upwards for you. And look, we're so we're so blessed to be able to chat to you again, and we thank you so much again for letting us talk to you at such a late hour over there.
I'm
the blessed one, because thank you so much for you guys are the first radio station to play my new single, so I'm so, so excited, and I'm so blessed to be back on 98.9 because you guys were one of the first people to ever play my song on high rotation. You were the first person to play my song on high rotation. Cool.
We're honoured to be able to play this one, but we're going to let you go to bed very shortly, I promise. But before you do, can you introduce the song for us and just tell us a little bit about it and what it means to you? Then we'll let you go to bed.
Well, thank you. I've actually just had a melatonin tablet to try and calm me down before, so I'll go to bed. This song is all about what we just talked about. You know, I moved out here in 2017 with 3 suitcases, a guitar, $15,000 and a dream. And I remember jumping on the interstate one time on the wrong side of the road. It was the right side of the road in America. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And thinking, oh my gosh, I'm like, I have just enough money to get to Memphis to play this gig for $100. And I don't even know if it's going to get me enough money to drive back from Memphis. And I remember like, and I've had multiple moments like that where I drive somewhere and then my car breaks down and I have to fix it at the other end. And so I bought this $3,500 car. And to be honest, it's so ironic that right now my car hasn't started for about a month and I'm so afraid to take it to the mechanic. I don't want to know the cost of it. So I've been, like, my boyfriend and I have been using one car, but it's kind of been okay at the moment. But anyway, so I wanted to stamp and immortalize that moment of feeling, how am I going to do this? And the only way I could think of getting through it, because it's been bloody tough. It's been so tough over here, and wondering how I'm going to pay my rent the next week. I can only make an income from singing on my visa over in this country. So, and I'm living off a prayer some days if people will leave me a tip, you know. So, look, honestly, the way I got through it was thinking this moment is only temporary, and one day I'm going to look back at this moment and go, man, I had so much fun. Like, it was the best day of my life. I look back at that Memphis trip and go, man, that Memphis trip turned into a whole weekend of gigs because people in Memphis liked me and said, come play at my gig tomorrow
night.
That's
so cool.
All this stuff. So it just kind of, and I still go to Memphis all the time and touch base with all those people, but so this is my brand single, 25 Cents in the Ashtray.
Oh, I got 25 cents in the ashtray, scratched up $12 cheap shades, a quarter tank on a highway, dream of someday. For a dream and a ticket to catch it. Somewhere out there in the middle of the noise in the midtown traffic. But I gotta have it. 200 miles for $100 and folks to hear me sing. I know it might not seem like much from the outside looking in, but I got 25 cents in the ashtray. Scratched up $12.
cheap sheets. Ain't no other way I'd have it. Isn't it kind of romantic? Cause one day I'm gonna look back at living the good days, living the good days now. Living the good days now. Oh, I've got 25 cents in the ashtray. Scratched up $12 cheap shades.